This is WCNO Palm City, the good news station.
Come out of the world, oh my people, seek the truth, avoid the evil, learn Yahweh's ways, Torah life ministries, come out of the world, oh my people.
Welcome to Torah Life Ministries with your host, Paul Nissan.
Let us learn Yahweh's ways with Torah Life Ministries.
Hello everybody, this is Paul Nissan with Torah Life Ministries. Thank you for joining me, and Shabbat Shalom to everybody that's listening today. It appears to me people get offended when I teach what the Word of our Creator says. Well, when we discuss sin and we discuss wickedness, we have to understand there are two types of sin in the Bible. There's sin that we don't want to do, but we do because we live in a flesh, we're humans of the flesh, and we're sinners. And if we repent for that sin, no matter how many times we do it, if we truly repent for that sin, the wonderful grace and mercy of our Messiah, Yeshua, will cover us and be there for us. But if we continue to do it and ignore it, and if we, even worse, if we plan the sin, then that is a wicked sin. And the Bible says there's no sacrifice for premeditated sin, or there's no sacrifice for intentional sin. So I want to discuss this today because often some of the things I mentioned in Scripture, I talk about modesty, I talk about eating healthier, all things that will benefit us. And the Torah itself, the Bible itself, is given for the benefit of man. You see, when Yeshua died for us and set us free, he didn't just say, go and figure it out. He left us with a whole book of our Creator's will and how our Creator wants us to live. And it says clearly in that book, if you follow these guidelines and instructions, you will be blessed and all will be well with you. Not sometimes, that all will be well with you. So I will submit to you that if something's going on in your life that is not good, there's something going on in your life that is not in line with our Creator's word. And that's not to say that I'm perfect or we can even reach perfection. There's always going to be things in our life that might not be as ideal as they could be. But if we understand our Creator's word as the mark and it gives us something to strive for, hallelujah for that. This is the problem I have today with Christianity and the Christian church. And just as bad is the people that reply to me that they don't know the Bible, or they want to pick and choose and say, well, the Bible is not really, you know, it was written by man. But then they go and say things that are in the Bible. For example, they'll say, well, we shouldn't judge and we don't need to follow the Bible. Well, I said, well, why do you think we shouldn't judge? Because they pull a scripture out of the Bible that says we shouldn't judge. You know, the Bible doesn't say we shouldn't judge. The Bible says don't judge somebody if you're doing that same issue. Regardless, I made a video recently, and I made several comments recently about something I teach about a lot, and that's on my heart, is about the issue of how we should appear as believers, of how we should dress and how we shouldn't be dressing, and how we shouldn't support other people who are dressing ways that they shouldn't be dressing according to our Creator. Folks, the Bible is clear. The Bible is clear. Whatever word you want to give it, whether a modesty or what do you want to give it, immodesty, whatever word you don't want to give it or want to give it, the Bible is clear of what we should not be wearing or presenting to others. And it gives that information clearly in so many scriptures and how we are to act in our behavior internally in our heart. And what says what's internal will determine what's external. You know, it says as a face is reflected in water, the heart reveals the actions. So we have to understand this. And there are a lot of people that they go off their own idea and their own thinking, and their own idea and own thinking is based on their own experiences. And obviously many of these people never had an experience or an encounter with the one true living Messiah, Yeshua, who died for them, or they wouldn't be caring about what they're thinking and they'd be more concerned about what he is thinking. Problem is, most people aren't reading their Bible. That's the major issue we have here. The Bible should be the most important thing in our lives. It is the will of our Father. So just picture now, you're in a jail. You've committed a great crime, so bad that you've been sentenced to death and you're on death row. And somebody comes and sets you free and takes your death penalty for you. But when you leave, he says, take this book and follow these words. But you go and you say, well, I think there's a better way. You think you're smarter than our creator. As far as I know, God is smarter than we are. And he tells us what way we should live and what we should do. Now, here's the problem. I clearly, it is so clear to me that when it comes to terms of modesty, when it comes to terms to eating, when it comes to terms to certain things we should do in life, the Bible is not gray. The Bible is black and white. There's no gray areas. There's no, well, it could be this. No, it's clear. It's our thinking that's gray. And when I see that and think about that, and when I put a post out there that says a woman should not walk around revealing her cleavage or her or any part of her flesh, or if I put a post out there that's saying, you know, a man should, you know, cover his body as well and just be modest. And when people say to me, even especially believers say to me, well, modesty is an interpretation of man. It's what man thinks modesty is. Who decides what's modest and what's not modest? Now, I can understand this kind of comment from the world, but coming from a so-called believer, it's just you're trying to appease the flesh. And basically, the Bible says, you know, or the principle is to cover your nakedness. It doesn't mean to cover your flesh, but to cover your nakedness. So to cover our flesh means to just put a cover over my flesh. Now, if I'm standing here in a bodysuit with skin-tight clothes, I'm not covering my nakedness, even though I'm covering my flesh. And this is a thing that people don't understand. I'll use these stretchy pants, for example. A woman that wears yoga pants or stretchy pants might be covering her flesh, but she's not covering her nakedness. And somebody would say to me, well, who are you to say that? Well, that's what the scripture said. Do not reveal your nakedness, the shape of your body, regardless what kind of cover you're wearing or not wearing. And somebody could be wearing a see-through cover. It's still a cover, but it's not appropriate or in line with scripture. So as we think about this and all the comments I got recently on my website about people's opinions about what is modest and what isn't modest and so on, I lead you all to the understanding of not the word sin. Let's take the word sin out of it for a second. And by the way, sin is transgression of the law. It's transgression of our Creator's guidelines and instructions. But let's take the word sin out of it for a second, and let's say evil or good. Because the Bible ultimately is a book of opposites. You have good versus evil, life versus death, and blessings versus curses. That's what it is. It's a book of opposites. And you can't have two at the same time in your life. So we got evil and we have good, all right? Because sin is transgression of the law. But like, for example, it is detrimental to your health to use a microwave oven. But there's no Torah command that says we can't use a microwave oven. This microwave wasn't invented back then. So people want to say, well, it doesn't say we can't use a microwave oven. Or we can't fry our food, so it must be okay. No. So forget about the sin and let's call it evil. Let's call it wickedness or evil versus good. And in Isaiah chapter 5, verse 20, I'm going to read here. It says, what sorrow for those who say that evil is good and good is evil, that dark is light and light is dark, that bitter is sweet and sweet is bitter. What sorrow for those who are wise in their own eyes and think themselves so clever. What sorrow for those who are heroes in drinking wine and boast about the alcohol they can hold. They take bribes to let wicked go free, and they punish the innocent. Therefore, just as fire licks up stubble and dry grass shivers in the flame, so the roots will not, and the flowers wither. So the roots will rot and the flowers will wither. For they have rejected the law of Yahweh, of heaven's armies. They have despised the word of the Holy One of Israel. That is why Yahweh's anger burns against his people and why he has raised his fist to crush them. The mountains tremble and the corpses of his people litter the streets like garbage, but even then, Yahweh's anger is not satisfied. His fists still are poised to strike. So this is a powerful accusation here and a powerful thing. Now, I'm just going to read you the note in a Common Standard New Living Translation Bible and show you how we're not connecting and how we're just missing something. And I'll leave it for you to just SMH and realize what is going on here. So the note here says, when people see no distinction between good and evil, destruction soon follows. It is easy for people to say no one can decide for anyone else what is right or wrong. They may think getting drunk can't hurt them. Extramarital sex isn't wrong, or money doesn't control them. But when they make excuses for their actions, they break down the distinction between right and wrong. If people do not take Yahweh's word, the Bible, as their standard, soon all moral choices will be fuzzy. Without Yahweh, they are headed for a breakdown and much suffering. So this is straight from a standard American Christian Bible. And it goes on to say in verse 24, it says, the people suffered because they rejected Yahweh's guidelines, his instructions, and they call it his law. It is sad to see so many people today searching for the meaning of life while spurning God's word. We can avoid the era of Israel and Judah by making not only reading the Bible, but also understanding and obeying it a high priority in our lives. See, obeying it, understanding to obey the Bible, obey the scriptures. And this isn't a standard Christian Bible here, but the system of Christianity today teaches that this is done away with. There's nothing to obey. You know, the law is done away with. And if you have no law, you can't have any sin. There's no such thing as evil. And then they want to pick and choose their topics of what in their own mind they don't want and what they want. The Bible is clear, folks. And we need to follow the words of our Creator if we want to be blessed. And it says that over and over again. So I wanted to do this message today for my local Christian radio station to let people know it's one thing to go to church and hear a pastor talk and explain certain scriptures and certain things, but we cannot only read our word. We have to comprehend it for ourselves, and we have to see what it's saying. And I believe if this was done, we wouldn't have so much fuzziness when it comes to our Creator's word. So when I put a post on the internet saying how sad, or I don't even know what's worse, a woman who claims to be a believer dressing immodest, or the people that claim to be believers liking that post, that just doesn't go for modesty. That goes for everything. If there's a post or a picture or a saying or something that's on the internet that goes against our Creator's word, and you as a believer would support that by liking it or sharing it or even talking about it in a positive light, you have failed greatly. And you are responsible for Isaiah 5:20, what sorrow for those who say that evil is good and good is evil, even if you think it or not or you believe it or not. We need to go the extra mile and be watchmen. In fact, to say nothing is to agree with it. We need to stand up and speak. We need to stand up and let people know not only is this not good, but this is evil. And we not be get afraid when somebody says, well, that's judging. Well, good. We are to judge because Yahweh tells us to judge. He just tells us not to judge for the things we're struggling with. And he says he'll be the judge of somebody's salvation. But as it comes term to the way people are walking their daily lives, we are to discern and judge. And everyone judges to a degree. You have a whole bunch of people telling me that I shouldn't judge. So they're judging me for judging them. So, folks, this is Paul Neeson with Torah Life Ministries. Thank you for checking me out. You can go to my website, TorahLifeMinistries.org. And you can see more information and more videos. Until then, everybody, have a blessed Sabbath and shalom, shalom.
You've been listening to Torah Life Ministries with your host, Paul Neeson. If you'd like to learn more, please visit the website at TorahLifeMinistries.org or call 561-425-5399. This program is made possible by the generous support of listeners like you. To donate, visit the website, TorahLifeMinistries.org, or send your gift to Torah Life Ministries, P.O. Box 16156, West Palm Beach, Florida, 33416. Thank you for your prayers and support. Thank you.
the day that death surrendered to the mighty cross of Jesus Christ, the earth would shake beneath the weight of darkened skies. On his brow, a crown of sorrow for a king whose weakness was our strength. No word he spoke, his love